Hey, and welcome to another episode of We Have a Microphone. I'm Hampton.
I'm Michael.
And we still have the same damn microphone we've had since, what was it, 2013 or something where we started this little misadventure?
Didn't we look it up last time?
I know, but I already forgot. And it's the same microphone, and I still don't remember the settings on it. It's called a blue snowball, even though it's black. It has like a thing on the back that says 1, 2, 3, and there's like no icons to tell you what they mean, so you have to look up what 1, 2, 3 means. And it's like getting very aggressive with the dishes. It's setting 3 is what we should use, which is omnidirectional, because omni means every, and directional means directional.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That's a very good joke. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, what have you made for us today, Michael? This delicious cocktail.
This is called the Thanos.
Oh.
It is bullet.
After the blood testing company Theranos?
After that exact thing. And it's got bullet bourbon, a chino, and some Campana Antica vermouth. It's got like a nice heavy quality.
It does. It kind of looks, it's up. It looks a bit like a Manhattan or something. Mm-hmm. It's not all that dissimilar in flavor, but
no.
It's a little...
Yeah. It's just got that chino, adds a nice depth to it. There's, in a traditional Manhattan, I'd say do half the amount of chino to the sweet vermouth, and you just add a nice little bit of depth to it. Chino is an artichoke aperitif.
How do you spell chino?
C-Y-N-R. Chino.
Signer.
Can you please use chino Signer. In a sentence?
That's good. You made a cocktail with chino.
There you go.
So it's named Thanos.
Because
what?
Well, today we saw Avengers Endgame. And this podcast will be filled with spoilers.
Yes, so if you have not seen Avengers Endgame...
Pause.
Go see it. If you're not interested in superhero movies, then you're not listening to our podcast. Like, you're already not here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know who you are. And if you prefer DC, I don't know, I guess... Yell upstairs and tell your mom that you're not ready for dinner yet.
Actually, Shazam, I think, was the best DC movie.
Shazam was pretty good. That is true.
Every
it's an enjoyable
DC film I've seen has been a pile of trash.
Wait, you always see them. I'm not interested in seeing these
movies. And so I watched them on planes. That's pretty much where I've watched every single DC movie.
Didn't you go see one of them, I thought?
Oh, wait, sorry. And by DC movies, I don't mean the Christopher Nolan... trilogy.
Yeah, when I go down that rabbit hole, I am not as big of a fan as everybody else is of that. But Marvel, which has long been the shining star of the modern genres of superhero superdom, and this is theoretically the end of the kind of Avengers arc. It's a 3-hour long movie.
It was. It didn't feel like it. I thought it was quite tightly written in terms of pacing.
But we walked out and you said...
Yeah, I wasn't that... Right. It was okay. It was pretty good.
See, I liked it and I feel like I'm normally a little meaner to movies than you
are. Especially when it comes to plot holes. I feel like I can usually gloss over a lot of plot holes for a movie.
It's true. I'm normally very tough about plot holes.
Okay, so now the spoilers are going to start. My biggest no-no is time travel. I feel like it's almost impossible to do time travel. I think maybe Primer... Mm-hmm. The film and Triangle, a film that we watched the other day, I think are the only times I've seen time travel, time loops done in any way that does justice to them.
What about Groundhog Day?
I guess that's... I don't know. Sure.
I think it really... But you have to keep it really, really simple.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
it's
okay,
really,
so
really simple.
Time loop,
the rules are clear.
Time loop versus time travel, I guess, are two
different things. It's different, because time loop gets you out of the issue.
Right.
Because the only thing that survives
time loop very well.
Yeah, because the only thing that survives is your memory.
One person,
but everything else in the universe resets, so you don't have to worry about any weird continuation issues or anything like that.
But yeah, like, yeah, Doctor Who does time travel, and it's often...
It's always rubbish.
Terrible. I feel
Doctor
like...
Doctor Who has plot holes in its non-time travel episodes.
Yeah, true.
They're like, we're staying specifically here, but oh, whoops, plot hole.
Yeah.
I just fell into one.
That
one's a doozy. That was a Groundhog reference. You better watch your step. That first one's a doozy.
Good.
Said Needle Nose Ned.
Right.
Getting all those fans out there of Groundhog Day really excited. Okay, but yeah, so they did time travel. That was basically the, you know, everybody, okay, so Infinity War, you know, was it movie 20?
Twenty, because this was 22, and I think there have been a couple in between.
Yeah, there have been some in between. But, look, sorry, Captain Marvel, which
yep.
we both really enjoyed.
I did.
I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I know this maybe off the top of my head. Also, Ant-Man 2.
That was in between. Yeah. Wow. Good job.
Thank you. And yeah,
I think that might have been it.
Yeah, but so right, Infinity War, blah blah blah,
ended
right.
on a cliffhanger of epic proportions, not seen since I'd say Star Wars Episode 5, when you know Han goes into the whatever he goes into, carbonite. And, you know, I think there was so much shock at the end of that film.
Yeah.
And then this was the resolution of that.
How long did you... Okay, right. So, we can... Obviously, they all have seen this. Infinity War, half the people disappeared.
It'd be funny if people were really pissed that we spoiled Infinity War, but not Endgame at this point.
It's very funny. Very good point. That is our core audience.
Right.
People who
won't jump in at Endgame.
Like, who was that? There was somebody who saw the last Harry Potter movie.
And took most of the film to catch up with what was happening.
Was that a comedian?
I don't know.
But, yeah, you can't do that. But there was no hesitation that they were going to solve this. I don't know what percent of the audience walked out of that thinking maybe that was something they'd really done.
Right. I mean, I think
it's above zero, which is weird to me.
Maybe even at that point, they'd announce the next Spider-Man film or something, who at the end of Infinity War disappears in a rather touching moment.
It was. That was good. Yeah, because we watched Infinity War this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we all know, okay, cool, they've gotten rid of half of the universe's population.
Right.
And it just so happened, and this is what drove me crazy, and Michael and I have talked to Link, that they killed off all the new characters, or mostly new characters, were who turned to dust.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, no way are they, like, launching all these new movies, and
this,
the ones they dusted, like,
this,
they could have dusted the oldies.
This is part of the reason why I think...
I read it for you.
Because then, it kind of, like, supposes that in this film, Endgame, all the oldies are going to die in
right.
some kind of trade for the newbies.
Right, because, like, alright, so you have the saying, we have to get back half the universe population, and we have a whole movie to, you know, big blockbuster do it, right? So there'd be some sort of, like, you know, in the tropiest of all sort of things.
Yeah.
All six of us have to hold on to the Infinity Stone together, and then they all, like, die together.
Right.
And, like, it just so happens to be all the people they're writing off because they cost too much money now, and their contracts have run out.
And I'm sure they want to pursue other things, like the theater. I'm sure Robert Downey Jr. will be on Broadway.
Yeah, I think.
In the coming season. No, and that didn't happen. Characters were alive of the original Avengers at the
mm-hmm.
end. And, yeah, I guess I was kind of, like, going in expecting...
Only, like, one or two characters die.
Right.
Black Widow and...
Iron Man. Steve Rogers gets super old.
Which, like, okay, so Iron Man's death. Like, in the previous movie... He literally gets a knife, a giant spear through the heart.
But this one, he dies because he's got, like, the Infinity Stones. Which was...
But, like,
which fucked up Hulk.
Yeah, I know, but, like, he seems, like, mostly... He's able to talk and stuff, but, like, I don't know, I guess.
Well,
like,
also,
stabbed right through the middle of the heart. Like,
also, out of
not
all
a big deal.
The Avengers, I dislike Tony Stark the most. I just don't like him as a character. So, like, that being the emotional moment, I was just not into.
But don't you feel like you've married Tony Stark?
And this is
you are dating Elon Musk on the side.
This is the other thing. Like, it was very emotional seeing all these characters. You've gone on a lot of journeys, and knowing it was their last time, I guess, was something. But
a lot of them, it wasn't there. Like,
yeah,
I guess Hulk's cool. He's just
Thor's now with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thor's gonna go in that new movie.
Hawkeye's still around, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not that anyone really cares.
He's always a character they like drag you along. He was a bit more badass in this.
He was.
Because it opens with his family disappearing, which is like sad AF. Which then immediately started, like, they had a whole like the counseling session, and it made me think about The Departed. Or Leftovers.
Yes. Not the Martin Scorsese.
Not the Martin Scorsese. The HBO series, which I highly, highly recommend if you haven't seen
it. It's a great one.
But The Leftovers is all about what if half the population, or is it a third or something?
Yeah, it's like I thought it was something. Like a fifth or something.
Whatever.
It's something weird.
But some amount. Yeah. And like there's like some characters who lost like their whole family, and so what does that mean to be where a lot of people lost nobody.
Right.
And you know, I like as soon as that happened, I'm like, well, I know this is not gonna be a 3-hour long in depth look at grieving.
Mm.
I mean, maybe
in
it
that,
tried to.
In that scene, I think we have one of the first gay Marvel characters, as far as I know.
That is so true. Right.
Who's a guy at a grieving thing talking about his dead... Oh, no, he's going on a date.
Yeah, no, he's not talking about his dead anybody.
It was just like, he's going on a date for the first time.
Yeah, there was a cash mention of a gay character in Captain America.
So it's only taken, I believe, 21 movies to have a gay character, as far as I know.
I think somebody is like referred to being slightly bisexual, I'm sure.
That was in the X-Men, which doesn't count.
Who was that?
The Ice guy. Iceman. Ice Bobby. I don't know.
Ice Bobby. Well, there's also... what about Captain America and
okay.
Bucky?
So in this grief session, I was like, Steve Rogers starts talking about he lost the love of his life, and Bucky disappeared, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, holy shit, we're gonna get it. Steve Rogers is gonna come out as bi, because obviously he had the thing with Peggy Carter.
Yep.
And now I was like, waiting for it.
Nope, when they wrap up, he's definitely straight and definitely still into Peggy.
But people mention his ass a couple of times, which is nice. They call it America's ass, so I kind of appreciated that.
Yeah. Remember that scene where he's punching the thing?
Oh, it's still a classic moment in cinema for me.
If you're attracted to cis men.
Cis waspy.
Waspy white men, then check out the gift. Actually, you've already seen it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need to pitch this gift to you about the original Captain America punching scene.
But yeah, it just, and like, the myriad problems with time travel.
It's really bad. And they were very inconsistent now I think back on it.
Like, at the end, so there's a whole thing they set up, and okay, so this is one of the things I'm okay with if you set up rules.
Yeah.
And they made some funny jokes.
They did, they were almost like talking like there'd be good rules and
Die Hard and stuff, and then they then break them because for some reason with these Pym particles, Thanos didn't need them to come back from the other timeline that I guess they set up. Then Steve Rogers goes and marries his sweetheart and everything seems okay in the end. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice ending for Captain America. I really wanted to like this film and it got such good reviews.
Mm.
And like
maybe too good. That's the thing, like, that really ruins the movie for me is when it's super well-reviewed. Because then I'm like, I come in ready to find what's wrong with it.
And then this one, like, I think I preferred Infinity War. And I think I preferred the original Avengers film. The one where they were
in
New York.
The big flying thing. Or was that the second one?
And this did feel...
That was the second one.
The big flying
thing.
City?
Yeah, remember they're like in a big flying battle fortress thing?
Yeah, that was the second.
That was the second one. I like that. I just like the big flying machines. I want one.
But like, this one, it felt very much like a clip show in some ways. Also because of the time travel. And it was nice. there was a lot of fan service, and I guess
there was a lot of, yeah,
not that much of a fan if I just wanted an original story. I don't know, like, it was like, oh, look, we are going back to New York with the Battle of New York, and oh, don't you remember this funny scene? We were actually there hiding the whole time.
Okay, who's your favorite character to get brought back? I'm gonna give you mine. It was Natalie Portman's terrible character.
Ooh, controversial. Like,
she was good in Black Swan, and that she kind of just looked like she was gonna cry.
You don't like Natalie Portman?
No, I think after seeing, okay, movies that Natalie Portman's been in, let's go over it.
Okay, Black Swan, which was fucking amazing.
The movie was amazing.
And her performance was amazing.
She just looked like she was gonna cry the whole time.
That was the point. But then she was the evil swan as well.
Who was gonna cry the whole time?
Okay, whatever. She was also in Annihilation, which I liked, but everyone else hated.
She was okay in it.
She was in, I'm sure she's been in other films.
Is it Brie Larson was in?
Brie Larson was in this. She was in Room.
Oh, no, wait.
They both
won
Best Actress.
No, what's her name? In the one with Tom Cruise and Time Repeats.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Yeah. Like, Emily Blunt should have been in Annihilation. She would have played that character correctly.
Well, Emily Blunt should be in everything. I would rather this film just be made with all Emily Blunts. It's like, you know, in like the last scene of Being John Malkovich, where everyone's a Malkovich.
Yeah, but like, I don't think back to even Annihilation and think, wow, only Natalie Portman could have done that. And then, like, I mean, my gosh, like, she was okay in Star Wars, only in that
Kristen Panettiere.
Panettiere. Yeah. Was just worse. And so the scenes they were in, they were both terrible, but, like,
he was worse. Was more.
Yeah, and so you're like, oh, she tried.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, other things she was in, well, obviously the Thor.
Yeah. Movies. She was in that film with Clive Owen, right? I didn't see it.
What was that?
It's like four people and they're all sleeping with each other and it's very, like, hip.
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't either. I just know she was
I dreamed about it.
Yeah. I think it was a play. Closer?
Closer. I think I saw a thing called Closer.
Was Natalie Portman in it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
She was terrible in her, like, 2 seconds of scene. Actually, I feel like, okay, she barely said anything, and they had her in a whole scene where she...
This film?
Yeah, right?
I don't think, did she even appear?
She did, she was laying on the couch and then stood up and then...
Yeah, so she didn't
Rocket
say
was behind her. But like, it was...
Honestly, it could
it
have
was
been...
bad from that.
It could have been a looky-likey, and I wouldn't have been able to tell.
I'm just like, I'm taking her down. I mean, I know she went to Columbia. She's very smart. I'm sure she'd be a great friend.
I think she's written a couple of scientific papers, even.
So, Natalie, if you're listening, let's be friends. But I don't know if being an actress is your thing. I'm saying
She's
a great scientist. I'm sure she's just super good on your pub quiz team, which is very important.
That is, that's how I judge celebrity friends.
Yeah, we're probably going to be best friends. And she'll listen back and be like, we're not friends anymore after you made fun of my acting.
What I would say is that I was actually kind of impressed with how good of an actor most of the actors were in this. Like,
everybody is famous. I mean, some are just
famous. But like, come on. Like, you don't see Captain America looking for a nuanced portrayal of emotion. But I thought Chris Evans, I thought Mark Ruffalo, and I thought Chris Hemsworth all did, and even Robert Downey Jr. did a really good job. Scarlett Johansson, again, I thought she did. I thought there was a lot of
acting. I think Scarlett Johansson's the only one who I think did a good job acting in this.
Yeah.
Or that their acting actually, like, was, made it better.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole thing where she was having a weird breakdown about trying to be in charge, I thought that scene was pretty good. It made me...
I really like that scene.
Like, because obviously Black Widow, when we first meet her, first Avengers movie, maybe, even? I think, does she just, like, immediately... Yeah. She goes from nothing to Avenger, I think.
I guess.
And she's, like, tied up with those people, and then she just, like, murders all of them. She's obviously been a very cold character traditionally.
Yeah.
She was, like, a crazy spy, murderous. And then the fact that she's, like, lonely and trying to figure stuff out.
I also want a short film about Steve Rogers putting the stones back. Because Hampton had a great point about the Soul Stone.
Yes. I did have a great... Oh, do you want me to make it? I thought you were going to make
it. Well, I was opening it up for you.
Yeah, you look... Thank you. Okay, so if you're taking the Soul Stone back, obviously Black Widow, Natalia, had to die in order to get the Soul Stone. So when he shows back up with the Soul Stone... Well, okay, there's a couple of things. They're like... what's her name?
Gamora.
No.
Evil Nazi guy? The red face? No.
No. I like how all over the place you're going with this.
Yeah.
The Tilda Swinton woman.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm glad she came back. She was my favorite resurrection.
That is true. Okay, that is good. Yeah. But she's like, anytime you take one soul stone away, the whole thing deflects into evil. I'm sorry, any infinity stone, not soul stone. But obviously the soul stone's a weird one, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Like, if I just took everyone I loved, like a bunch of people, and just pushed them off the cliff, would I get like... one soul stone, because I only love one person. No, just kidding. I love a bunch of people. But, like, would I get, like, 12 soul stones or whatever?
I don't know if you're capable of love.
I don't know either. What if you're not capable of love and you push someone off the cliff? Would the Nazi guy know?
Ooh, or what if you push somebody off the cliff and they're like, oh, sorry, the soul stone's already gone.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Last week, somebody came
well,
here and
are
pushed
they just like,
over.
Is it? Are they called the Infinity Stones because there's infinite of the soul stone?
But, okay, so when you bring that stone back, do you get the person back?
Right. Is this like a pawn shop, almost? You're like, hold on to Gamora, and I'm going to take the...
A pawn shop.
Okay, so apparently you pronounce this differently in America. How would you say a pawn shop and a pawn shop?
It's just like a porno shop.
No, but
okay, a pawn shop and a porn shop.
Pawn and porn.
Pawn.
Pawn.
And porn.
Porn. Okay, there you go. So it's like a...
Just like a porn shop where you bring in...
No.
And you trade it with people around there.
Pound shop.
A pound shop.
Pound shop.
Thank you, Southern Michael.
That's the only way I know how to distinguish...
That's your Robert E. Lee
porn.
Accent.
Porn. So yeah, anyway, where you say, hey, keep this for a minute. I'm going to go and use the Soul Stone... I'm going to come back, and then I get my Gamora
back.
Or my Natalie back. Natalia.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Or is it just like, I can't put the Soul Stone back, because...
Yeah, is the guy
sorry.
Just... But that wasn't the Nazi dude, was it?
I thought it was the Nazi dude from the first film, Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, I mean, he does have like a...
He had like
he had a very similar
Voldemort nose.
Face. But then how did he end up there? On this planet.
I don't know, and this is where also I really, and this is where I think it's a lot of fan service, I need to go back and watch the first Captain America, because we didn't watch it. I think I cash watched it on Netflix one time and I wasn't really paying attention.
I've watched it.
Not with you. Oh, sorry, not with me. I only watched it once because you were out and you'd like already seen it.
Hmm.
And I guess I needed to see it. Maybe I haven't even seen, no, I've seen the first one. Anyway, so I think I watched it,
hey,
and then...
Wait, this is another thing where you started out cool, and I started out hot. That is, I loved Iron Man. I still think it's one of the best. I think it totally birthed this whole MCU. I'm into it.
It did.
No, and I think it... You don't have to like Tony Stark. Like, actually, maybe that's one of the things about this that's interesting, was it was one of the first superheroes. Not even a superhero, right? He was just kind of like a...
Really, really rich white guy. Who was in, like, a cave. Okay, I did see Iron Man 1, definitely.
Yeah, no, he's in the... And then he puts together a suit, and, like... You're like... No, it's... Okay, it is that you take a guy who is a warmonger, right?
Yeah.
And he just inherited his daddy's money. He takes nothing seriously. You put him in the worst situation. He, on the one hand, learns some level of humbleness, but then he keeps his braggadociousness... And then has to work his way back up. And when he comes out, realizes war is shit. So...
I don't know, and this is where I'm
then
like...
Then he stops making weapons.
Except only for himself.
What do you mean?
He makes weapons for himself. He literally hoards all the weapons. It's like classic,
no,
like...
No, he doesn't. No, look, the Iron Man suit's all about peace.
Right.
And rockets.
No, this is
and
why...
like a laser vision.
This is why Iron Man is shit. And Captain America...
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Well, he wasn't making up for other people. Just like him.
Yeah, it's like...
Like
it's
a nation state.
I was going to say,
Tony
like,
Stark,
a,
the nation
like
state.
A prepper, or like a Republican. He's
yeah.
just like, no, I got mine.
Yeah,
that's important. This is
for penis. Remember when he gave the suits to the military? Oh, no. No. Okay, now I see what he did. No, he did.
He gave it to his best friend, who is black, so
they
like,
only
he's
became
cool.
best friends after he gave it to them?
The suit?
Yeah. No, he did give it
to
the military.
Don Cheadle? Oh.
I was saying, like, he wasn't going to sell the military than he actually did.
I don't know. I'm just saying I would rather a Steve Rogers, who's like, you know, Spider-Man-esque thing.
Part of, he's a military weapon himself.
Right.
Both
and
propaganda
that's like,
and
yeah.
physically.
And I think that is a way more interesting character than...
Who, by the way, at this point, he's like 9,000 years old and hasn't aged a day. And then goes back in time to the 1950s.
It's true.
Boom, ages fully and naturally.
It's true.
So I don't know what was going on.
You don't know what time he came back from. He could have come back from like 3000 while he was hanging out with Peggy Carter. He like gave her some of the serum. And then she also lived a while.
Yeah, why don't they make any more Captain Americas?
This is why I'm saying I need to rewatch the first Iron Man and the first Captain America again, just to remind myself of what I was being told to remember in this in Endgame. Like, I remember some stuff.
I think there was a good reason
why they didn't. I thought they were doing drug trials on a bunch of people.
Yeah, but
and
then
he
they
was
did
the
one,
only one who like.
Yeah, but they did one final one that worked, and I think the place exploded. But you know, after it exploded, I'd be like, "Hey,
let's build
hey,
it.
Let's
yeah,
do this
yeah,
again."
Yeah.
You can live forever. And, like, get tight abs and stuff.
So, okay, and this is where I find this very interesting. Watching Overlord, which was a great horror action film, set in World War II from last year, where Nazis were creating super soldiers.
Nobody's heard of this film.
Overlord?
I don't think it did very well at all.
Okay.
It should have.
So
you should go watch this.
Yes.
But I don't think most people
it's basically
know
a great film about...
It's very recent to this filming.
Yeah, it's like 2018,
yeah.
mid-2018. A troop gets dropped in France at the end of World War II. They stumble upon a Nazi experimentation thing.
Which, like, you basically back then couldn't even walk 10 feet without bumping into, like, a zombie Nazi.
Pretty much. If Wolfenstein has taught me anything, it's taught me that. And the guy from Game of Thrones, the Iron Islands guy, who's, like, super sleazy, is the lead Nazi in that.
Yes, he is.
And he plays an evil character so very well. Anyway, so I'm like, the Nazis are making super soldiers.
Of course.
That is the plot of Captain America. They're making super soldiers.
Now, just to quote Joe Rogan here, aren't they the real heroes?
I don't know who that is.
There's a lot of layers to that joke. It's
okay.
Other
cool.
pocket. It's fine. Just leave it.
Okay.
But somebody out there laughed a lot. Because I was making an ironic reference to how much Joe Rogan is okay with Nazis.
Ooh, I didn't know he was a Nazi.
Well, he's not. Or, well, I mean, who, you know.
Who knows? Probably is.
I would say you would yell at his podcast if you listened to it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Sorry. He's not a Nazi, just apologizes for them. And they're zombies.
Right.
Okay, but this is a world where
so I feel
zombies...
like I feel like I need to go back and watch Captain America because essentially the Allies did the same thing in this universe.
They
were
really
creating
really did.
Super soldiers,
yep.
And it was just hashtag blessed. They didn't need to kill Steve Rogers to make him a super soldier.
Right.
That's
a good point.
But I don't know why they didn't make more because the Nazis, apparently, according to Overlord,
made a lot of them.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Which is obviously Overlord is part of the MCU. It's the film
yes.
nobody saw that was part of the MCU.
Yeah. Also, like...
Disney, please send your lawsuits to P.O. Box.
The lazy explanation of why Captain Marvel wasn't around all the fucking time. Because she's badass. She can do a ton of shit. Like, apparently when Thanos has the glove, she can just, like, stop him. So she has other planets to work off. Cool. But Thanos is... I keep on switching between Thanos and Thanos. Is it Thanos or Thanos?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Theranos.
Why, like, she's like, I have other planets. And I'm like, cool, but all lives matter. I know Captain Marvel, but, like, these lives matter right now.
The Terrans. Yeah, I mean... Okay, I would say... Is it Black Witch, Red Witch, what's her name? Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Witch. it's somewhere in between.
Also, sorry, also someone with such amazing powers, she is badass.
But they...
And then she's like...
Yeah. No, there's a weird thing where... Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so we now with Captain Marvel have the Superman problem.
Yes.
And it's the, you're very boring when you can do
anything.
And what does that mean? So you have to make sure she's the hero. She shows up in the right timing, isn't perfect. She's having to help elsewhere too. Like, that's the whole thing, right?
And I guess, like, in this scenario, Thanos was only going to kill, like... No, he said he was going to kill the universe.
Yeah, the whole universe. Yeah.
And, like, come on, Captain.
She showed up.
I guess she showed up then, but...
Well, she didn't know that they were going to travel back in time and pull back the murderer of half the universe to just give a good second go. But, yeah, no, I think there's a... I'm wondering what they're going to do with her as a character. Because I love that movie.
Yeah.
Progression. But it was very much like the first Matrix movie, where you start out and you're a cog in a wheel. Cog in a machine. Whatever.
The wheels have cogs. I'm sure wheels.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Cogs.
Not big into machines. And then, you know, you like realize your powers, you fight against the power structures around you, and then you end up realizing you had more potential than you realized. That's the Captain Marvel story. A+. I loved it. But then at the end, you're like, it's Neo flying off, and the next two movies of The Matrix are tough, because you're like, okay, well, he can do anything, so I guess let's go back to the real world? What is that? It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll have a real fight, maybe. No, we're going to go in there. I don't know. Like, it's really hard to tell a story about something with no real danger. And then, the Scarlet Witch has a similar problem. Like, she has the power to destroy a soul stone.
Like, No. Vision had, like, some other stone. Oh, she can destroy all the stones, I guess.
What stone did he have?
I thought he had the one in the stone. He had the one in the weird scepter thing.
The thing in the middle? That was in the scepter? Oh yeah, you're right.
I don't know how it transferred or who had that. I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah.
But like, anyway. She... also, Vision... Is Vision just dead, I guess? From now on?
Yeah, Vision's dead.
Okay,
cool. That's...
But I feel bad for her now. She disappeared at the end of the last one.
But, like, she... I mean, I believe in her as a character to have almost ultimate powers. And yet, never really gets to fully use them.
Yeah. And
like, even with... even in this one, it was like, she should have just put on the stupid Infinity Stones. Like, done.
Yeah.
Or Scarlet Witch. Like, they... can destroy it, like, clearly can handle the energy, not a problem. Yeah. Like, no big deal.
But Tony had to.
Well, okay, another thing I want to know is Doctor Strange didn't necessarily get his time stone back. In that universe. I mean, he was showing an awful lot of power, but it used to be more of the time.
And so,
stone.
Like, the only way he could think of a universe where shit could be restored, and apparently it's a universe with a lot of plot holes, was the one where he gave the stone away. Which, rewatching Infinity War, it's very like, at the drop of a hat, he's just like, okay, I guess, here's my stone.
He put on a pretty good fight.
He did. But then he was like, okay, it's my stone.
But okay, there's only one, the moment he gives the stone away, is the one that, like, sorry, is the
Time Stone,
what do I say? Infinity Stone. No, when he gives it away, there's no going back from that one.
Yeah.
He hasn't experimented with that one because that's the only
option. And this is where also the introduction of time travel into the Marvel Universe with Doctor Strange, the film.
So why couldn't he just go back to Thanos' birth?
Yeah, it's problematic. Like, the Time Stone must be the most powerful in some ways.
Of course it is.
Because, like, there's a Power Stone or something that allows you to punch people. Cool.
In a totally non-fatal way.
Right.
You can punch Tony Stark in the face with very little protection, and he's fine.
Yeah, and then there's
Don't put that shit on his arm.
Right.
He's, like, done.
Yeah.
He's done very quickly.
So, like... So, I guess they go back to Tilda Swinton and give her the stone back because she realizes how dire it is.
Yeah.
And then she gives it to Benedict Cumberbatch.
But in a different universe.
I guess.
And then he gives it up again?
It just makes no sense.
And then he gets destroyed in the weird side.
And then Doctor Strange, the film, also, I did kind of like how they addressed the whole, like, time thing with the big bad they had. It was a very good way of dealing with that.
Don't spoiler that movie.
I won't spoiler Doctor Strange, sorry. Only spoilers for Endgame in this podcast.
Yeah.
This episode. We'll do a separate Doctor Strange one.
Endgame, you're like, who was that guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't curious after.
I just came in
and then...
He only appears at the very end. I guess.
He didn't do a lot.
Well, because he was dust for the first 2 hours, 30 minutes. But yeah, introducing time travel is just the worst.
It really is.
Because
it breaks all the rules.
Yeah.
So if I'm a writer, I have one strict rule about... I have not yet written a movie. But I would like to one day.
Okay.
So historians can look back after I write. Sorry, we write. I don't mean to. You can help if you want. The greatest movie of all time.
I don't want any...
Beat Avatars.
I don't want my name on any time travel movie. This is going to be shit.
I believe that you should have... You can time travel, but you can't change anything. It all already happened.
Yeah, and sorry, that was one of the presupposed
they did
rules
sort of
they
talk
set
about
up.
That, yeah.
Like, you can't, and Hulk explained it, I think, very well, and like they made
it
jokes about
clear.
It. But it was like, you can't,
I
like,
he was
the
saying
only
that.
Way you can go back in time is if things don't change. But then things changed.
Yep.
And then it was like, it's just. I really wanted to like it.
I'm
really disappointed.
Aww.
I don't know. I love.
Do you hear that? Billionaires who are making money off Marvel.
No, it's. There were so many things. I want to rewatch it, obviously.
Let's do rewrites.
Rewrites?
Wouldn't it be fun to rewrite one of the most beloved films of all time?
Apparently. So I was reading some reviews because I'm like, holy shit, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's like, good. What are the good critics saying? And I feel like I need to go to a Metacritic or something because I realized how binary Rotten Tomatoes is because it's always like...
Just the pull quotes, you mean?
Yeah. It's always like...
You can read the full thing.
Plus, minus. And so I think Rotten Tomatoes will take like... a positive review and a negative review, and it will just be like that they only do positive or negative, and then at that point they decide if it's like whatever
overall.
Whereas I feel Metacritic does some kind of like weird numbers thing,
1 to 10.
Yeah but I feel like Rotten Tomatoes is like
this is like your
but
you're right.
I feel like Rotten Tomatoes had some positive quote unquote reviews that have a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I don't know if that's positive or complicated. And so, yeah, I think I might need to adjust my expectations around.
Okay, I would say, as just a fight the bad guy movie, this was a Thor 2 level. Most of what it was spent doing was resolving storylines from the last 49 hours of filmmaking that has been seen by various directors before. Or at least giving you some touch from all of that. And I think that they realize that the what makes a good universe is our feelings about the characters, not what happens.
Yeah.
So I think this was like a, we're going to do the best we can with coming up with some sort of big bad in a way that could feel barely satisfying. And the fact it wasn't, in my opinion, I enjoyed it. As a writing exercise, all of these movies are a disaster. From any, like...
I totally disagree.
Well, I totally agree with myself.
Wait, Infinity War, I think, was so good in a... giving characters space, addressing egos.
But Michael, plot holes start, the first scene. Loki is, killed because... I don't know. He's stupid. He's very, very stupid. He pretends to be a thing and then isn't a thing, and then he's pretending again and then he is and then he isn't.
That's fine. I feel like no, that wasn't as much of a plot hole.
No, they're all okay. The whole thing is a big gaping plot hole. Superhero movies are nothing but a plot hole.
Sure, whatever. Every movie is a plot hole.
No, Get Out is not.
Oh my gosh, come on.
It is.
There is no science behind it, blah, blah, blah.
I mean science.
Why? It was hypnotism. Why would Catherine Keener go into this role as a psychiatrist? Fine with the plot holes. How did the guy from the TSA get all the way there? How did he know where it was?
It was on the phone call.
Oh, he traced the phone call?
No. He even says it when he arrives. He's like, you sent me the address. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure. 90% sure. And then it was the grandma the whole time. See?
Yeah.
See? I got it. No, I just... I think superhero movies and superheroes as a concept obviously require levels of cheat that are beyond that I would even expect in another bad movie. And I don't know, I felt like it was in reasonable levels. They've been taking a slowly step by step there.
And this is where the first Avengers film I think was amazing, in that the ending was so, I thought it was going to be level 1 and it ended up at level 60. Right,
But the Indians are in the Stark Tower.
No. The ending is...
Tell me, what's your version of the ending?
So, Avengers, I felt, was okay, these people are coming together, and, okay, there's one of these crazy alien things coming in.
Which, at that point, by the way, there'd only been separate movies. But, they're all part of... Yeah, we're gonna put them all together.
And then aliens come in? Holy shit. And then just, the sky opens up.
Season 2.
And a flood of aliens come in. In the last, 30 minutes, 20 minutes maybe. I was holy shit, this is a wild ride. And the Infinity War had the whole thing in Wakanda with, all the troops running against each other.
It was totally meaningless, by the way, the whole thing.
I know.
None of that mattered.
Yeah, they all died for no reason.
Bunch of black people just died for white people.
In...
Oh my gosh, the colonial.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally some white people showed up and went, fight for us! And they were all like, we will! And then they all died, and then after that, half of them died
again.
So
the people who died in that war didn't get resurrected.
No, they didn't.
They just died in that war.
So, okay, there was a thing I thought of when they're all marching out of the thing proudly. No. I'm like, oh, they literally, from their perspective, most
just
of them, half
lost.
Of them just died an hour ago.
No
or
one
just
died.
Were fighting, sorry.
Yeah, they were just fighting.
And then they're
Are half the people?
Yeah, some other white asshole shows up and is like, walk through that portal!
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm
but Infinity War was an insane clash, and then the ending was wild. Half the population of the world died. And then this was
you pay the debt. You pay the debt.
Yeah.
Every time you up the ante, you pay the debt.
It felt like a denouement.
It should have been Endgame.
No,
denouement.
No.
Done. That's what the movie was for.
There was nothing exciting. There was nothing shocking. There was nothing.
denouement. That's all I wanted.
The only shocking thing was that more people didn't die.
And that Tom Holland kept his shirt on the whole time.
That was truly shocking. And the Hulk. The Hulk, I am often on Mark Ruffalo watch.
Yeah.
He kept his shirt.
Well, I'm glad to now say also I have...
Oh, wait, he took his shirt off once.
I have Thor build, so I'm glad that I have the same body type as Thor.
But you don't drink as much beer.
Nope. Just
so you
whiskey.
Do it naturally.
Just whiskey. Oh, thank you. yeah, no, but I'm very proud that I now look like Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
The dude meets...
I was glad Taika Waititi showed up as the... I can't remember his name, but he was playing Xbox or whatever. He was playing Fortnite. Krull. Was he a Krull?
Kriller?
No, that was a Captain Marvel. Kriller?
Stone Cold Kriller?
Yeah.
Anyhow, if you want to see some Hulk... No, wait, sorry. Thor-like photos of me. Just check out the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of our episode. What?
No.
I don't know. Do you have a better ending?
No.
I was going to end on the other thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
I know. Well, you kept talking. Oh my gosh, this is truly your fault. We're just staring at each other now. All right, good night, everybody. Bye!